This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. We're continuing in Mishmarot Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Tes Vav, Sif Vav. This will be for second day Rosh Hashanah, okay? So we did Sif Hey was first day Rosh Hashanah, Monday. Sif Vav will be second day Rosh Hashanah. HaToyfer and Bez Hashem will try to convene on Wednesday, yeah? On Wednesday, Tzem Gedalia. Sif Vav. HaToyfer Chatichas Beged B'Kanvei HaTalas. One who sews a piece of garment on the corner of the talus. V'chein Ma'ashenogim Lisbar Sviv HaNekev Shatzitzis Boy. And likewise, meaning, here, we just said in Sif Dalet and Hey, according to Rashi, don't sew anything in the corner. You might use it for tzitzis, but what if I want to sew the little square corner in the corner? Or I want to, like in our tzitzis, there's a border, there's a extra stitch around the hole so that it doesn't rip. If it's a linen talus, if it's a silk talus, and you're going to sew around the hole with silk, lavan, it's an issue according to Rashi. You're not supposed to have any stitching below three etzbais, and above from the joint to the knuckle. In other words, it's taka problem. If you have a silk talus and you want to sew the hole with silk, it's a problem. So I'm using a wool beged. I'm assuming then the stitching around the hole is not wool. I'm assuming, I hope so. But that's what we're learning. According to Rashi, you're not to sew with wool. But I don't think most threads are wool anyway. I don't think so. Hagavu adin b'chol mokam shetar b'chodshu min hatzitzis. Likewise, anytime you sew with a thread, which is the same species as the tzitzis, we're afraid you might use that thread for tzitzis. If it's wool, if the beged is wool, you're allowed to sew with silk within three etzbeis. That's what he means. If the beged is wool, you could sew with silk. So I'm assuming our stitching, if you have a wool beged, I'm assuming it's silk. But I guess it's a problem. Someone who has a cotton garment, I guess they don't sew around over there with cotton. Otherwise, it's a problem, according to Rashi. Which, by the way, it might even be a problem b'di'evi. It might even be yoytze. I'm assuming they don't use cotton around it. I guess we should try to find out. B'chud mashi. V'adin avtasha sharminim. Likewise, the talus is other species. Davke machudu mei oisei amin gufa. It's only a problem if the thread is from that species. Avle machudu min acher. If the thread is from a different species. Yesh l'hakel. You could be lenient. V'adol yicholikach oisei achol atzitzis. You definitely cannot use that thread for tzitzis. Areina patel b'minoi. Because different material only patters with its min. Lavan. De'im hu tzavu agam kein. Because if it's colored, in lachish kal shamikach and latzitzis, like we said earlier, we're not afraid you might use it for tzitzis. The inanu noegim lasit tzitzis tzvuim. We don't. Our custom is not to use colored tzitzis. Kamach kusav simen tesav hey, lamatmi gimel, below three fingers. The shamu makam atzitzis. Aval kishatvil lamalmi gimel. If the sewing, if the stitching is above three fingers, or lamatmi kasher godol, or below. From the joint to the nail, ain lachashika chenal tzitzis is not where you're going to take it for tzitzis. Kamash shikasa b'simen yod. Usviv hanekev around the hole, asur lit bar b'chut lavan. You cannot reinforce it with a white thread. We do it of talis shalanu. They're wool, ain lahakbid klal. But that means if you're wearing a cotton garment, you're not allowed to have that reinforcement. So I'm not sure what they do. Maybe they use silk. So the dirsa they bring, there are those who do reinforce it with the same material. What's the justification? They rely on the Arch HaShulchan. Because most tzitzis are wool. And therefore, most strings are wool, so we're not afraid you're going to use a different material. I don't know, people who have cotton tzitzis, what material are the threads? Maybe they're wool. So if they're wool, then it's okay, because we're not worried you're going to use a cotton thread. But there seems to be an issue with... By the way, that's something to think about. Because if somebody has a cotton garment and it's reinforced with cotton, cotton around it, there is a tzad, according to Rashi, that a person not yoytze. I'm not sure. B'chol makoim. If it ripped and you left with a little bit, don't sew it up with that same species as the garment, according to Rashi. Okay, let's hold it over here. We'll continue Wednesday in Siman Tes Zayin. Thanks everybody for joining. Have a wonderful day. So again, what we need to look into is, I'm assuming in wool garments, the stitching around the hole is not wool, so you don't have a problem. But I'm not sure what they do in cotton garments, because if they sewed up with cotton, that would be an issue, according to Rashi. There's a justification here in the Dirshu, that from the Arch HaShulchan, that nowadays we don't use cotton strings, we use only wool strings. Is that true? Are there wool strings on cotton begadim? Probably. But again, I wonder if it would be possible to get a cotton garment that's the hole is reinforced with wool also. That would be better according to Rashi. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, have a great Shabbos. Kol Tov. Agot Yar, Ksivach Sima Taiva, everyone. We'll see you, Bez Hashem, Wednesday. Thanks a lot. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.